Welcome back. It is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. On a Tuesday, the 22nd day of October, I know that we've been seeing ads on TV from a car manufacturer, well, it's name names, I guess, Subaru, that this is National Make a Dog Happy Day. One of the best friends you have on the farm is man's best friend. Let's do something to make him happy today. Give him a little extra treat. Give her a little extra comfort there. Because the dogs on the farm, pretty important, especially the livestock dogs, the herding dogs, the work dogs. And I guess on a farmstead, all dogs are work dogs because they keep the place safe. So this is National Make a Dog Happy Day. Make yours happy. All right, we are going to have a visit now talking about crop progress and development and fall harvest with Big Dog Ag's Mark Philbrandt. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mick. Looks like you finally are going to get this water shut off. That's going to be good for us.
Oh, man alive. You're a sugar beet truck driver. Are you trying to do that this year?
Yeah, we got a couple days in. We did a little bit on Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday up until midnight we ran. So we had a pretty decent run. Fields are wet, but not absolutely terrible. We weren't pulled all the time, but we were definitely moving forward, so we're moving, getting closer, but it definitely is going to be a challenge. But if we can get the water shut off, it was surprising how well we carried, especially in the heavier ground, especially Saturday and Sunday. So we got a fair amount of beets lifted, so that's all positive.
Now, watching all the stuff on Twitter and all the social media accounts, they're pushing water and going, driving through water, lifting beets, and yet not driving stuck. Yet some guys out in the soft fields where there was no standing, well, they were sinking down to the axle. So what's happening out there soil-wise in these beet fields?
Well, we found that out. We were over by Highway 9. Highway 9's a lot lighter ground, just a whole lot tougher to be able to get traction in that. We were both being pulled over by Highway 9, and we moved over by our place, which is by County Road 11, and we hardly got pulled at all. With the heavier ground, we're going to be a lot firmer, so we have a bottom. When you get into that lighter ground, you don't really have a bottom, so you're going to be falling down in there a little bit more. So we did get the lifter stuck going through a ditch here on Sunday, but that was kind of self-induced, but we got the beets out of there, so... in the lighter ground, you know, like some of the stuff they were showing up at Hoopole and that, pulling through all that, and you know, we in the heavier ground you have a bottom, so it's really odd how the trucks like it a little bit better. You carry more mud with you, but you're able to not have to get pulled, which is always a positive.
All right, visiting with Mark Philbrandt, Big Dog Ag. You're an outstanding crop consultant and agronomist, but you're not a sugar beet specialist. So I still ask, what is the condition of the beets coming out of the ground and going forward as they sit in soggy soil? What are the guys telling you?
Well, they are coming out pretty decent. I mean, they are cleaning up pretty well. The guys that have got their lifters set pretty well, we're hauling back probably a little bit more mud than normal when we're coming back from the pilers, but they look like they're going into the pile pretty good. And the big thing about the beets are right now is they are still taking up some of that moisture. I saw Dan Youngren had a comment on Facebook here this last week, and that's like he was saying, you know, at least if we still got beets growing, they are taking some of that moisture. And you can see that as we get into the areas where we're lifting fresh beets and moving into there, that ground is a little bit drier than it is where there are no beets on there where we've been pre-lifted. So we're staying right in the where we're just taking the beets out of the ground and staying in that ground, and it's been working pretty well.
A water-using crop, another crop to be thankful for. So, alrighty.
Yeah, sort of similar to cover crop. You know, we're trying to keep that moisture out of there, and they're taking it in, and... Yeah, it just makes it so it's a little bit drier for us.
Yeah, when farmers are paid by the ton, I guess that's okay too. So, all right.
That's right. Yep.
But corn and beans, what's your perspective on corn and bean harvest?
It's going to be a long one, put it that way.
Yeah.
I went down to Kansas City last week, down I-29, and I came back up I-35 up through Shakopee, and there's a lot of corn left everywhere. Beans got some progress over the weekend in our area. And when I, on my way back, I say the beans through Iowa were probably about 75% done, not very much corn done. And then southern Minnesota, the beans, there are still a fair amount of beans that need to be picked up down there. So we've got a lot of crop to still come off, and it's in pretty decent shape. Kind of went up into that Grand Forks Reynolds over by Northwood yesterday. They got a lot of water sitting up that way. A little further west, they still got some snow out there. So we just need to get a little bit of heat. It sounds like you're going to give us a little heat and wind over the weekend, get rid of the rest of the snow, get the top dried off, and be able to get doing some combining. But I think a lot of the combining is going to be done on the frost this year.
Yeah. Now, as we move forward through November, probably into December, maybe even January, any concern on the crop quality?
Well, we are having a little bit of issues, I think, with some of the corn. Some of the stalks are going to be breaking down. So I think you're going to want to be very selective on the fields that you're going to want to be going to. The beans were going to be at the mercy of Mother Nature. That's for sure. You know, we sure don't need a lot of snow. The beans, we definitely want to, as we saw through the weekend, everybody really concentrated on getting those beans off and didn't really worry about the corn. The corn we can get a little bit later. But we want to get the beans off as soon as we can, and then we'll be looking at corn. And I say, make sure you go out and look at your field. Make sure you're the ones that are going to have any kind of stock issue, we want to get to those first. And then the ones with the better stocks, we can let those carry on for as we go through the winter. And there will be, I'm guessing there's going to be a fair amount of corn that will be combined next spring.
Yeah, well, it'll be the 2020 corn harvest.
So, yes, again.
Done early.
Yeah. Plant in 2019, combine in 2020.
Yeah. Oh, man. All righty. Mark Philbrand, Big Dog Ag. You got some wheat customers with, any of your folks down South Dakota or elsewhere, have northern Minnesota, abandon any wheat this year?
We didn't abandon any, but we sure had a lot of wet spots and a lot of low areas that were not able to combine. We definitely, we only had one quarter of wheat down in our far South Dakota area because it was so late getting in, and glad we only had that because it only did about 40 bushel across that field, but we also had about 30 to 35% drowned out. So it definitely a challenge all over the place, especially in that South Dakota area and all these other places too. In fact, I saw a guy combining wheat right next to where we were lifting beets on Sunday, and I think he was glad he got done because he ended up having to take it just one way and only had about 30 acres, but I think it took him almost all day to get that 30 acres only combining one way.
All right. Well, this has been an incredibly amazing year, whether it's price or the soil conditions or the weather. We got to remind everybody, all of the challenges and issues and problems are no fault of the farmer. These are all things out of their control. Another testament to the fact that farming is not easy. So, and again, everything going on, all the bad stuff that's happening, not the farmer's fault.
No, and the thing that we have to make sure that we always keep into consideration, make sure that we're safe out there. There definitely gets to be pushed in issues that are out there, and we got to make sure that everybody's safe and everybody takes care of things the way we need to, because safety is always key. Machinery and crops are always out there, but people's lives are very important.
Absolutely. All right. Mark Philbrand, Big Dog Ag. How do producers get a hold of you?
Give me a call on my cell phone. That's 218-790-0013, or you can look us up on the web at bigdogag.com.
Gotcha. Mark, safe travels, and hope you get the rest of the beets onto your truck soon.
Yes, that would be great. Sounds good, Mick. Everybody have a safe week.
Will do. Thank you.